This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Have you ever been on a date? Things are going well, you're hitting off, and all of a sudden you are turned off or repulsed by something your date did or said. That's called the ick, and if it's ever happened to you, listen up because I'm going to talk about why it happens and what to do about it. Welcome back to Dating Intentionally. I'm Talia. I'm a dating coach, and I'm sharing no-nonsense advice for navigating modern dating with confidence and ease, whether you've been on dozens of dates or you're just getting started. I believe dating can be fun, and sometimes it can be disappointing when the ick shows up randomly, like an annoying neighbor you keep running into or accidentally picking up a spam call. Real quick, before we get into it, I have a question for you if you are a regular listener. Is this podcast helping you? Is it giving you some clarity or shifting your perspective? Because that's my goal here. And if the answer is yes, it would help me so much if you could leave a 5-star rating for this podcast wherever you're listening right now. While you're at it, you could hit the follow button on this podcast too, because your ratings and follows help me and they help other daters. Like, think of the people just coming out of relationships or just starting to get intentional about dating. Your ratings help them find this podcast. So if you already rated it, thanks so much. If you're new, welcome. Let's get into it. Okay, let's talk about the ick. What is it? Have you heard of it before? As I describe this, I would love to hear if you've experienced this before and what happened. You can DM me on Instagram at dating.intentionally. So what is the ick? The ick is when you experience something that's kind of a cringe moment, right? It's something that will turn you off. In fact, I think the ick is just another way of saying a turn off. It's usually a mannerism or sometimes a personality trait, and it can make someone who is really attractive to you unattractive in a matter of seconds. And depending on what that ick is, it can be hard to come back from. Sometimes the ick is really specific, and I think sometimes it's not. Sometimes the ick can be like a general vibe, like you're just kind of turned off by someone. If you really don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to share some examples. I asked for you to send me your icks on Instagram, and I got so many responses. So I made 3 categories of icks. The 3 categories are surface level, bad date behavior, and icks that run deep. Because some icks aren't surface level, they run deeper, and you'll hear what I mean. Let's start with the surface level ones. These are fun. I got a lot, and I'm really just sharing some of the common and most extreme ones. As you listen to this, just keep in mind that they're mostly coming from women who date men. And from what I've learned from talking to men who date women and listening to lots of dating podcasts, men don't seem to get the ick as much as women do. In general, men tend to be more accepting, and we love that. So here are some examples of surface level icks. Long fingernails on guys. I agree. This can be very icky, but I also think it's something you could point out and a guy could just trim his nails. It doesn't have to be some big scary conversation. Poor grammar. Now, this is a common one, and I think when people say poor grammar, they mostly mean via text, but I think also obviously when speaking. Now, there's actually psychology behind poor grammar as an ick. When people, you know, use abbreviations or the letter U instead of spelling out the word you, things like that, or if they have spelling errors or punctuation errors, this is a widely known turnoff by lots of people, especially for women. So men, if you're listening to this, make sure there are no spelling errors on your dating profile and make sure you're spelling words out fully and not using abbreviation. Some people take poor grammar in text as they are not educated, right? Or they're not seriously dating. And maybe you're one of these people, maybe you're not. Just keep that in mind if you are trying to date seriously. You will be taken more seriously if you spell things out and use the proper punctuation and grammar. All right, another one that came up was bad choices of restaurants. That can give someone the ick. Okay, if this is your ick, I just want to point out this is something you can easily get past by being the one to choose restaurants or maybe occasionally just eating at a chain, right? This person specified chain restaurants. Sometimes eating at a chain restaurant is fun. I mean, to me, I guess you do you. But I think the ick of bad choices of restaurants, it's one you can get around. Grown men baby talking. I get this. This would give me the ick too early on. Unironically wearing an American flag. This one I get too, but again, in the long run, not a big deal. Licking yogurt foil. I can't imagine this one coming up many times. Like, how often is your partner eating yogurt in your presence? Are they doing this every day? Are you there when they're doing it? Like, do you see this one time and you're turned off forever? I have so many questions. Anytime a guy refers to himself as an alpha, this would definitely make me roll my eyes too. Their favorite director is Wes Anderson. It's hard. I mean, like, I get it. If that's your ick, fine. But the idea of like someone getting the ick based on someone's favorite director is so specific. And some of these are really specific, right? These are the surface level ones. And as I'm reading this list, I'm sure maybe these are jogging your memory of some icks that you've had in the past. And if you had any, you can DM them to me on Instagram. So another one is someone having the same name as my yucky uncle. Okay, yes, I understand. If someone has the same name as someone in your life who you don't like, or you have bad memories associated with them, I could see how that would give you the ick. There were two that said men wearing leather jackets. I don't get it, but okay. Attention-seeking behavior. This one might be more of a values thing, but I understand this ick. People who are clearly just acting out to get attention, I get it. For men, seeing their nipples through their shirt. See, the icks are getting a little out of control, but okay, we'll keep going. If they call the restroom the facilities, like, oh, I gotta go use the facilities. Oof. Okay. A guy using a long shoehorn like a grandpa. Again, this is one thing. It's like, how often do you see this happening? Are you there every time they put their shoes on? Like, if you saw this once, would you be turned off forever? I just have a lot of questions. Thong sandals on men. So many of these are wardrobe related, specifically shoe related. Intermittent fasting. Okay. They're attractive, but they have a weird voice. They said actually a lot. Guys who are scared to kill a bug or spider. Yelling at sporting events. Short legs. Guys who play golf. I mean, that's just like the golf thing is like you just have a type and you don't want someone who plays golf. I mean, fine. A guy wanting to be the little spoon. Really? And floppy socks. That means like when your socks don't fully fit your feet. And talking through a yawn. And if you just yawned right now, I'm sorry, because we're talking about yawning. Okay, these are all surface level icks. I'm sure you can see the common thread here. They're kind of random. They're super specific. And they're very individualistic. Like something like calling the restroom the facilities reminds you of someone in your life who also did that who you don't like, right? It's like they jog a memory of some other time in your life where you were turned off or repulsed or embarrassed or felt disgust, all of these things. That's like what, that's the core, that's the root of the ick. So I don't know. I would love to hear what you think about these surface level ones. Now let's get into icks that are just bad date behavior. Again, this came from Instagram. So these I think are just kind of things that we should not be doing on dates in general. Like no one should. Talking badly about their ex or people in their family, never a good look. Being rude to waitstaff, obviously that's a huge turnoff for I think so many people. Poor hygiene, right? That's going to be bad breath. If you smell bad, if you look dirty, you look like you haven't showered, you know, probably not a great look for a date. When men over the age of 35 don't know their relationship goals. So this one I put in bad date behavior just because that would be really annoying, but I understand this one. Making sexual comments too early, huge turnoff for people, especially if they're looking for a serious relationship. Spitting, which definitely has happened to me on a date. A guy spit in front of me as we were saying goodbye. And in my head, I was like, you couldn't wait 2 minutes to do that when I was gone. It turned me off so much. And chewing with their mouth open, very common one. A lot of chewing and eating related things like making noises when they eat, all this stuff can definitely give someone the ick. But I think chewing with your mouth open, we all got to make sure we're not doing that. Like we're adults, we can chew with our mouth closed. Those are bad date behavior icks. And then I have a list of icks that run deep. These are value-based ones that I think are not going to be things that you realize about someone when you first meet them or see them or like evaluate what they're wearing or whatever. These are things that you're probably going to discover while talking to them, maybe later on in dating them. So one that came up was victim mentality. So this is when someone sees themselves as the victim. This can be a huge turnoff. It's something, again, that you wouldn't notice right away, but it would come out when talking to them and how they view themselves. Another one is racist and sexist comments. I don't know many people who would tolerate comments like that. And it makes sense if you feel icked out if your date is making racist and sexist comments or really anything that puts down marginalized and oppressed group of people. So totally get that as an ick. People have no self-awareness. I mean, yeah, it's definitely a turnoff and not a trait you would want in a partner. Self-awareness is key in a relationship. And when they put themselves down. Been there. This is a huge one for me too. Being around someone who constantly puts themselves down is exhausting. So those are some that came up. I'm sure there are more. I'm sure this is jogging your brain a little bit about icks you have in these three categories. So also, what do you think? Do these categories make sense? Should there be fewer categories, more categories? I'd love to hear from you on Instagram in the DMs. So let's take a look beneath the surface level icks, right? Let's pull back the curtain here. And here, I'm going to give you some tough love, especially when it comes to clothing. And I want to touch on this for a bit. If you're icked out by the fact that they're wearing a leather jacket, then you need to ask yourself, are you dating seriously? Like, are you really dating intentionally? Are you really looking for someone you connect with? Like, if you're going to reject someone because of a piece of clothing they wear, like a leather jacket, like it's not signifying anything. It's just a piece of clothing. That is kind of a red flag in you, especially if everything else was great, right? This is an extreme example of someone rejecting a perfectly good match just because they're wearing a leather jacket and they got turned off. That is a stretch for me. That's something where you have to really examine where you're at, what you're trying to do in dating, and if you are really open to people. I just really don't think someone's wardrobe is an acceptable reason to reject them alone. If they also meet your needs, if you're getting along with them, if you like them as a person, I get that someone's wardrobe could affect your attraction to them, but a wardrobe evolves. A wardrobe can change. Look for someone who's at least open to change, right? Like, guys are allowed to wear thong sandals. You know what I mean? It's okay. Like, you can handle that if you really like them, if you are really dating, you know, intentionally. And this wardrobe thing comes up a lot. I think this is one of the easiest things to either get used to and embrace or help someone with if they're open to you. I don't believe in trying to change people. I'm sure they're out there, but I've never met a guy who actively dislikes fashion pointers and tips from the women in their life. I'm sure there are some men who are very attached to their clothes, and many of us are. And I don't know, maybe it's just my luck that the guys I've been with and met like some direction. But with my fiance, like, I just given him a bunch of shirts or I send links, you know, to stuff that he just gets it and he wears it if it fits. I'm not even changing his style. I'm just upgrading some of what he likes to wear, like with higher quality pieces. And also, I'm not saying his clothes gave me the ick. I'm just giving an example of like how these surface level things like someone's shirt or jacket or shoes can change. But again, I'll say it depends. You know, how someone dresses is sometimes very tied to their identity, and they might not be open to any changes. It's still worth bringing up. It's worth talking about if you otherwise think they're a great person and there's a connection worth pursuing. Like for the leather jacket example, you could ask them about their leather jacket and the meaning of it. You know, is it like an old jacket handed down by one of their relatives? Is it something they thrifted, they loved? Is there a memory attached to it? Like, you can dig a little bit deeper with these things. You don't have to just make an assumption. So I don't know. I would love to hear what your thoughts on that too. Is this a bad take? I really don't think we should change people or go into a relationship thinking we can change them. But I do think that when it comes to clothes, especially for guys, there is typically a level of openness that I've found. So I'm wondering about your experience, and I'd love to hear from guys too. So another question that came up when I posed this topic on Instagram is, if you get the ick, are you being picky or avoidant, or is it legit? So look, you're attracted to what you're attracted to. Some things you probably won't be able to get past, and some things you can absolutely get past depending on what it is and also what you want, what you need, and the person, right? All these factors are really important. At a certain point, though, some icks just really might be superficial, like the thong sandal one, you know, or the floppy sock one. If you find yourself constantly getting icked out, then that might be a sign of avoidance or just fear of getting close to someone, right? This could be a form of self-sabotage, and you can go listen to my episode on that. It's called Self-Sabotage versus Trusting Your Gut. I talk more about that there. And if you find yourself getting icked out a lot, it could be that you are just a very judgmental person, and judgmental people tend to be really harsh critics of themselves too. And that's a much deeper issue that you might need to untangle if you keep hitting this block, right? If every person you meet, you find something to pick at and poke at and be turned off by, then you are the problem at that point. And when it comes to icks that run deep, you know, the value-based ones, I think it's different. Or bad date manners, like those are perfectly reasonable reasons to reject someone. If you're on a date with someone and they're chewing with their mouth open, or they're just being rude, or they smell bad, that is definitely an okay reason to no longer see them if you're in early dating, right? Like the first few dates. Or if you run into something they say or do that really goes against your value system, definitely an okay reason to not keep seeing them. Icks that run deep are hard to get over, if not nearly impossible to get over, depending on the situation. And I'm going to share a story actually of how I did that with Johnny. Like I got over one of our value-based disagreements, I guess. When I ran into them in my early dating journey, I usually took them as a sign to move on. For example, I went out with a guy who I met on Tinder, and when I asked him if he went to therapy, he kind of was like, "No, I don't, boo-hoo," which is really weird. He said it like knowing I would be disappointed by his answer and kind of got a little defensive. And it was just weird. It seemed like he kind of looked down on therapy. At least that was the assumption I was making. He did not answer in a very open way, right? He was like, "Oh, I don't, like, F off," you know? And also he kept talking about his crazy ex. So that's two strikes for that guy. So back to the original question, are you being picky or avoidant or is it legit? The answer is it depends, right, on your patterns. Do you constantly find reasons to be turned off? Or are you tapping into what you're attracted to? Or are you willing to look past certain things if the person is otherwise an amazing match, right? That's how you know. But if you keep running into it over and over again, you are maybe being too picky or avoidant.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the "must not take yourself too seriously" and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Let's talk about the timing of the ick, because I do think that this matters. The ick usually happens in early dating, but I think it can kind of come up at any time, especially as you get to know someone, when the halo effect disappears and the rose-colored glasses fade, and then you're left with the reality of who they are. For love bombers, this is when they would disappear, right? They realize you're a real person and they're out. But I think this happens in a relationship, especially when you live together, because we are seeing our partner in a more vulnerable moments more often because we're in the same space. And if you get the ick at that point, that's kind of par for the course. Like, we're all humans, we're flawed. We can't always show up as super sexy, attractive versions of ourselves. So when you move in with your partner, yeah, you might be icked out by some things they do, but hopefully at that point you are already on board with accepting them for who they are and embracing these quirks. And I think that these quirky habits are what make us unique. There are definitely things that Johnny does that make me roll my eyes or cringe sometimes. And honestly, while I was working on this episode, he was actively trying to give me the ick as a joke. And I thought that was really funny. But you know what? He's just being himself. And these things don't affect how he shows up as a partner, which is amazing. And they don't turn me off. And I hope that that can happen for you too, right? You're more likely to get the ick in early dating also because we want control. We want the answer. So we're going to pick at something small and then blow that up into some big story or assumption about who they are because we don't know who they are. And we're trying to figure it out as fast as possible so we don't waste time. And we have to watch that habit, that path, that kind of trajectory of making something up about someone because we just want to do yes or no right away. But sometimes we just need to give it more time. Like if you run into an ick on a second date, that could be a one-off thing, right? Like if they do something or say something, you have to see if it's consistent. Is that really part of who they are? Another good question I got was, how can guys date when it seems like everything gives a woman the ick? And this question obviously came from a guy. I can totally see how you feel this way. It seems like even the smallest random thing can turn a woman off. I think as long as you don't violate any of the bad manners, you're in good shape. And considering that there are so many wardrobe and hygiene related icks, it's worth paying attention to that. You can ask your female friends or family members about your clothes. You can hire a stylist if you want to, or you can check out my friend's blog. He has a fashion blog for men. It's called The Essential Man, and I will link it in the show notes. So that's The Essential Man. He's amazing, and whenever I want to buy a gift for a man in my life, I check out his site first. When it comes to your quirks or hobbies or interests, don't change a damn thing. Someone is going to love you and accept you for who you are on the inside and for all your quirks and all the things you're into. I will say though, if one of your hobbies sucks up all your free time, then maybe you can make adjustments so you actually have time to date. And that goes for everyone listening, not just men. So that's my answer to that question, like how can guys date? Just make sure you're not violating the bad manners icks and maybe pay more attention to your clothing because women really care about that. If that aligns with you, right? Like I'm not saying you have to design your whole life around what women care about, but if there is room for improvement and you feel like you want to refresh your wardrobe, it's not going to hurt. Another question that came up, and this is a big one, is should you voice the ick? Should you express that you've gotten it? Should you let them know? Like most things, it depends. You know, how many times did they do that thing that gave you the ick? And is this something that will come up regularly? So my ick that I've brought up a few times on the podcast before is if a guy holds a fork and knife incorrectly, that usually made me cringe. It's not a deal breaker for me by any means. It can be corrected. You know, it's just whatever. It doesn't affect how they are as a partner. It's just whatever. It just was awkward to me. But you know, that is happening literally every time we eat. And if you're in a relationship with someone, you're going to eat with them a lot. So if you really like them, it could be worth bringing up if it's going to be a frequent thing. Like, hey, like, did you know that you're actually holding your fork and knife in a way that's making it harder for you than it has to be, you know, kind of thing. That's like what I could say to someone if I wanted to say something. I don't know if I would on that one, but that's just an example. And by the way, even if you bring something up, that doesn't mean they're going to change anything, right? So just keep that in mind. If you think you can get past it because this person has a ton of amazing qualities, then maybe there's no reason to say anything, right? Especially if it's a small, superficial thing that doesn't affect how they treat you, how they show up, and how they make you feel. If it's something like the breath or long nails on men, that can easily be adjusted. It might be worth pointing out, right? Hey, by the way, I just noticed the last few times we met up, your breath kind of smells a little funky. Or, hey, by the way, I noticed your nails are kind of long. You know, what's up with that kind of thing? And just see what happens. If it's a behavior like being rude to a waiter, I think gently calling it out with curiosity could help. You don't really have anything to lose. Just think about really what is the worst thing that can happen if you call them out, especially in early dating when the stakes are so low. When you approach things with curiosity, you're going to have more success. So I'm going to come back to what I mentioned earlier about getting past a values-based ick that I had with my fiance. So when we first started dating, my fiance would occasionally make this comment where he'd say, "Everyone is stupid." And that really turned me off. A few months in, when it really started to bother me, I confronted him about it. And I told him that when he says it, it makes me feel like our values aren't aligned. And it's really hard for me to have respect for someone who has this core worldview. We ended up having a really open conversation where we got to the heart of what he means when he said that comment. And I was able to understand a deeper meaning and place where he's coming from. I learned a lot about him in that conversation. And he stopped saying it completely. I told him how it made me feel, and I think that is what got through to him. But I need you to know, in that moment, that was about 4 months into our relationship, I was ready to walk away if he got defensive and if that conversation went south. If anything, it brought us closer. And I think this is an example of how you can get past a values-related ick, like or turn off about someone, is if you have an open conversation and at least give it a chance and be ready if it doesn't go well. And if you're like, wow, I actually can't be with someone who does or has this value that I don't align with, then you have to be willing to walk away. Another example of kind of a turnoff that I got past, kind of, obviously I'm not dating this person, but there was a guy I dated whose voice I didn't like because it sounded a little bit feminine to me. But he had other amazing qualities that I really liked. He was creative, smart, so easy to talk to. We had similar interests, and I was physically attracted to him enough. And that was an ick that I knew if we continued dating, I would bounce back from. Ultimately, I stopped seeing him because I had a stronger connection with someone else, but like that could have worked out. I knew that if I had continued to get to know him, I would have gotten past that because I wanted to. I think that's another key here. It's like, I want to like the person who meets my needs, who I enjoy being with. And if I run into these little icks, I wanted to be able to get past them. So I was motivated to. I think there's a difference between getting the ick and just not being attracted to someone. I think icks are small things we pick up on from either someone we're on the fence about or someone who we're already attracted to. But if that person has all the characteristics and traits you're looking for, you can choose to get over them. And how we get over it, again, we focus on the good. We focus on what we like. Focus on the positives. How do they make you feel? How do they treat you? Do they meet your needs? And then we also have to accept that no one is perfect, including you. Okay, so with all this information about the ick, what should you do the next time you encounter it? I made a little checklist of questions for you, which I'll put in the show notes so you can kind of keep it handy somewhere. You can copy paste it, put it in your notes. Do you know what you need and can they meet those needs? That's question one. Two, do you have enough of a connection with this person to want to continue getting to know them and accept their flaws? Three, is there something related to mismatched values or just bad manners? If yes, then that might be a reason to let them go. And four, are you just looking for a reason to break things off? So those are the four questions you should ask yourself next time you encounter the ick. I'd love to hear from you after you've gotten this far in the episode. You can DM me on Instagram. What did you think? Have I changed your mind about the ick? Have I offered you any new perspective that you didn't think about? I'd love to hear from you. I want to thank you so much for listening. Thanks for trusting me. I hope I helped you rethink how you respond to getting the ick in the future. As always, you are doing great. And I'd love it if you shared this episode with someone who is navigating dating and might need a little confidence boost or some tough love. If any of these episodes have helped you in your journey, you can help me by leaving a sending review on Apple or giving Dating Intentionally 5 stars on Spotify. I'd really appreciate it. Once again, I'm Talia. This has been Dating Intentionally, and I'll catch you next time.